Welcome again to La Caribbean Taste Podcast. I'm your host, Marcel. I'm really, really happy to be here again. And so this week we are bringing to you jerk seasoning. So we're featuring jerk seasoning, and that tells you what? We're taking you to the island of Jamaica. And in the island of Jamaica, one of the things that we are known for, many things, we are known for jerk, which is a form of cooking, but that's not the only thing we're known for. We're smart, we're intelligent people, absolutely beautiful, warm and friendly people. We're talking about white sand beaches and other sand beaches. We're talking about rivers. We're talking about falls. Oh, absolutely wonderful place. We're talking about ganja. Yep, I said it. Reggae music, of course, and our language and the way we speak. Yemen, big up, respect, love, Irie. Today, as we look at jerk, what can I tell you about jerk as it relates to Jamaica? Jerk is often seen on the corners on a Friday evening, Saturday evening in Jamaica. People gather around, sometimes long lines, depending on how good the jerk man is. And so the jerk process is essentially taking a pimento wood, the wood and the lighting that, placing, you know, marinating your meats or your seafoods overnight, and then placing it on the wood. Similarly to a barbecue. However, jerk has a historical component to it. Runaway slaves who were enslaved hundreds of years ago, what happened is that they came up with the method. And so in this jerking method, it is used to preserve meats, but also not just preserving the meat, it's a way of cooking the meat. So they used to cook wild boars. We don't have wild boars anymore in Jamaica, notwithstanding that we still use pork, chicken. We do, some persons do tofu, some persons do grilled vegetables, and of course seafood. We're right here in the Caribbean. And the jerk method, it's not just that we're cooking using this interesting combination of, you know, herbs and spices, but we're also essential in all of those herbs and spices. We have the Scotch bonnet pepper, which is really, really hot. So any authentic or any authentic Jamaican jerk that you'll be having, it won't be mild. It will be hot because of the flavor profiles that are present. Not only do we have Scotch bonnet pepper included in a jerk seasoning, included in that would be ginger and thyme and green onions as well. There are some health benefits. So not only is it good to eat, it is also good for your health. And so present in your jerk seasoning, you have minerals. And like most spices, allspice, which is a key component of jerk, allspice is a good source of important minerals, including iron, calcium, and magnesium. There is also another nutrient called eugenol, and eugenol is an essential oil found in allspice. It has antimicrobial and antifungal properties. We mentioned Scotch bonnet peppers, so present is capsaicin. While some jerk seasoning blends may contain like cayenne pepper, the traditional pepper in jerk seasoning is Scotch bonnet pepper. And this gives an extra hot flavor to the jerk seasoning. In addition to that, we have thyme that is also a form of vitamins found in the jerk seasoning. And it's a rich source of vitamin C. It contains smaller amounts of a few vitamin Bs like B2 and B6. Interestingly enough, those of us who are in the region, your grandparents or your grandmother will tell you that whatever is in the jerk, for example, the thyme, also helps with food poisoning, the allspice and the thyme. And so both the thyme and allspice contain compounds with antifungal benefits. Respiratory problems as well, the thyme is also good for that. And osteoporosis, vitamin C that is found in the jerk jerk seasoning is also good for osteoporosis. Today, we continue to celebrate our jerk men and women across the island, and not just in Jamaica. It's interesting enough, jerk is not only found in Jamaica, but within the Caribbean region. you will find persons using jerk as a method of preparing foods. It is often used for street foods, but there are some restaurants that prepare meals using jerk method within their kitchens. It is an absolutely wonderful way of enjoying your vacation while you're on the islands, whether it be Jamaica or any other Caribbean island of your choice. I am Marcel, and as usual, we thank you so much for listening to us. Remember, be inspired by taste. You can go to www.thecaribbeantaste.com. Bye.